talking now on our Coach's Corner program. Lake Mills girls basketball coach Beth Vanderokel, and coach, coming into the basketball season, I know you coach back-to-back seasons. You go from one season and now straight into the basketball. Talk about some of the off-season work that the girls put in, and I know you had quite a few girls that were in volleyball and other sports as well, so they were staying active. But as far as basketball goes, what did you guys do in the off-season to prepare for this season?
Yeah, so we had a good summer. Did a lot of open gyms, a lot of workouts in the summer, three times a week or so. Came together, spent like an hour and a half, and did a lot of team things and these drills and scrimmaging, and even had the Waldorf coaches come a week and worked with the girls and did kind of like little mini camps. That was really fun, and just trying to get some more touches and make it fun and get kids more involved. And they helped with some little kids camps too, which is a good opportunity for them to help influence those younger girls and be a part of that. So it was good. I mean, the summer is the one time we can actually make some good contact and get a lot of shooting in and a lot of contact. So that's nice. And then once volleyball starts, and it's kind of hands off for the most part. But I have a lot of girls that still spend their own time and do their own thing and in the gym, and which is really nice that they are dedicated and they get a way to get in and someone to supervise them. And so that's nice to see, because I can't have much to do with that. But I love the passion that we have. Some girls that just love basketball, so that's fun.
Hey, Coach, I know you knew you had some pieces coming back from last year's team, and you know, last year's team that saw some really good moments and had to be some momentum pieces last year to really have a bright future for this year.
Yeah, I mean, we had two returning starters, you know, coming in with, you know, my point guard Taylor Vonick, who's amazing and such a unselfish but a great scorer herself, is a great assist person and an amazing ball handler. So that was, I'm super excited to have her back. And then, you know, Bryn Rognes is crucial forward for us and just really key to a lot of the victories we had. She was very productive on those victories we had, and the numbers were really good when we won. She had good numbers, and unfortunately she got injured this summer, so haven't got her back yet, but hope to here in the next month or so to get her back going. So we're not even playing with her right now. So she's been at every practice doing what she can until she gets cleared. But, so it's been unfortunate. I hate to see a senior get hurt and out, for, you know, long time period like that. So we really had, so right now we basically have Taylor, who had, any real minutes last year. So we pretty new group. They've don't have a ton of experience besides that, but we've done really well and we're learning fast. And I just have, like I said, quite a few girls that love basketball. That makes it even nicer because they're dedicated and they're passionate and they want to play and they're willing to work hard and learn. So.
And Coach, you guys opened up the season against Newman Catholic as you have the last few years, and that one doesn't quite go your way. First game of the season, and Newman's able to use a little bit of a third quarter boost to jump past you 58-49.
Yeah, it was, you know, first game out and a lot of the, you know, four people starting that never started in their life before. And, you know, it was kind of nerve-wracking, I think, for a lot of, you know, a lot of girls. And we took a ton of three-pointers we shouldn't have been taking. We shot 27 of them and only made five, so that hurt a lot. You know, for the most part, we took care of the ball pretty good. Our turnovers were pretty good. Our rebounds were pretty good. We only shot 9 free throws, so that really hurt us, versus they shot 35. So fouling was difficult, and them getting all those free throws really did hurt us. They shot really good from three-point line, too. Some girls, like number 12, I can't remember her name, Liz Krukenberg, she was 4 of 7 on us on three-point line. So that, she had a really good game, scored 17 on us. But the main thing was the 35 free throws were what kind of got us in the end. But honestly, we were pretty out of it. Yeah, then that third quarter, we were pretty out of the game. And girls did not give up. We kind of made a run there and had a chance. Yeah, actually, at the near the middle of the fourth quarter, we started pressing a little bit and picking up the tempo. And the girls never stopped trying, never gave up. And we actually had a chance there at the end. It's had a couple crucial turnovers there when we were on our run that cost us. And if those didn't happen, made a couple more buckets, we would have been even with them. So very proud of their effort, you know. Really talk about shot selection after that, and because they just kind of took really quick three pointers instead of kind of running the offense, and because they're open a lot for the girls, so we could have got them anytime. So we've done a lot better since then. But yeah, the very talented team. North, you know, Newman came in with everybody back, and so they had a very experienced team coming in, veteran team, and so I thought overall we played really well for being our first time out, and just a bit, definitely learning experience. And it was nice. It was a non-conference, the first game out. So, you know, a loss is obviously not fun, and I don't like losses, but at least it wasn't conference. So it's easier to move on and focus on the conference after that.
And as you mentioned, your next game against West Hancock is you jump right into conference play and you pick up a big win to open up the conference schedule over the West Hancock Eagles.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, the difficult part about playing West Hancock that early, they don't have a game like we do, so I don't have anything to prepare to look at for old stuff. And honestly, they graduated 4 seniors from the starting lineup. So just going off of what, you know, a few subs that we saw come in last year. So he had a little advantage in that aspect because we had a game. And so I was kind of coming in a little more green on that. But I thought, you know, once we kind of figured out the personnel better, once we started playing the game and realizing people we had to guard differently, the first quarter we played terrible. Honestly, we really didn't take care of the ball well at all. We started having some really unnecessary and unfortunate fouls, and that hurt us to get going. But once that second half hit, the girls really started picking it up, and the fourth quarter was amazing. I think 24 points in the fourth quarter. That's when we really took it on. I mean, so I have a freshman actually starting for me this year, Cora Sauer. She works so hard and loves this game of basketball, and she was 7 of 10 from the field, 2 of 3 from the three-point line, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. So she scored 24 points and had 11 rebounds. And she just worked so hard. And she actually played really good defense. She guarded Lear some of the time, too. And so for her to come out, she actually picked us up. She only had 7 in the first half. And so she really dug in that second half and the fourth quarter especially, and started driving and attacking and getting fouls and finishing amazing shots inside. And then it really boosted Taylor, you know, my point guard. And she really started going after it. And she ended up with 8 rebounds and really started – rebounding and pushing the ball and finishing some shots inside too. She ended with 12. And so it really started clicking there in the fourth quarter. So 24 points in the fourth is great. I loved that aspect where they finished. And actually the rest of my core group, they actually carried us pretty much through that first half because, you know, they ended up with 6 and 4 and 7. And a lot of those points, you know, were in that first half when we were really struggling with my Taylor and Cora were kind of struggling more to score. So I really applaud those guys for making the buckets they could inside. And they shot 60%, 50%, 33%, you know, just making those about 50% of those shots, had a chance, a few buckets here and there, added those points and needed to keep in the game, you know, until we finally got going and got comfortable and really started making some shots. So it was a really fun game. I think it's like 13 games in a row we've lost at West Hancock. So it's been a long time since we'd won there. And so that was a really good feeling. For me, and I've never won there in my coaching career. When I coached 3 years in a row, years and years ago, they're really, really good. And so it was really fun to have that victory there in that gym.
And coach, with that victory, you guys last night were taking on Belmont Clemmy and the Broncos, and you guys got that game at home. Belmont Clemmy team that returns a lot of players from last year as well. And you guys able to squeak away with the 44-40 victory.
Yeah, this is a game of defense, I would say, on both sides. Defensive effort was amazing. They played really good defense and made us struggle quite a bit. We had like 20 turnovers, but we did also play, I thought, amazing. Very proud of our defensive effort. We basically just tried to deny Addison Lamb everywhere. We didn't want her to get the ball. We really, really frustrated her. My freshman, Cora Sauer, the first girl I had on her, Bailey Dykstead, got 2 fouls within 2 minutes, so she had to sit. And so Cora, I put her on her, and she played the best half of defense, just fronting her, guarding her everywhere, fouling everywhere, trying to deny her everywhere. I don't even know if Addie scored maybe 4 points in the first half, maybe. It was amazing. And I don't know. She never sat the whole entire game, And, you know, she just worked so hard and then came on and, you know, tried to do the best on the offensive end as well. A little off tonight, shooting more than she has been. I mean, she shot 3 out of 9 in a three-point line, which isn't bad at all, but two-pointers are a little rougher for her. But she ended up with 11. She's our high scorer with 11. But we had other kids. We had other girls step up. And we had Kate Bechtel end up with 10, and she had 9 rebounds. I had Emma Tass at 8 points with 9 rebounds as well. So people that had never, they're both career highs for both of them, some post players that really came in and played really good. But our defense was our key. Like, we really stuck on the people we needed to stick on and played it the way we needed to. And I just thought our defensive effort was huge and awesome. So that really carried us. At the end, we just played really smart basketball, too, and finished the shots we needed to near the end. Taylor ended up making two really crucial free throws at the end to get us four up instead of two. And it was just super awesome. I mean, we lost to them twice last year, the three times we played them. And we played them in the playoffs, you know, and we were done with our season after losing them at the end of that one. So it was nice to come back. They are, you know, a very talented team. Aston Lamb's amazing player. Really strong, aggressive, great player. And so for us to be able to kind of shut her down, I think she had 10 after the after game tonight. So it was definitely a defensive effort on everybody's side. You know, not a lot of points being scored, but it was fun to watch our my girls step up and really take on the challenge, and thought they did really well and rebounded really well too. So it was a great win, and it's really nice to start out 2-0 in the conference, and we come up, you know, some difficult games ahead, but it's enjoy these victories and plan for the games we need to in the future, but know that it just builds that confidence, I think. I have a lot of players playing at least, you know, 8, 9, 10 deep, depending on the game, so it's fun to get these kids experience, and hopefully we can keep growing.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the couple of wins in conference play. Start the season. Best of luck next week. You got some big games coming up next week for your team. So best of luck to you guys, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Lake Mills head girls basketball coach Beth Van Roo.